Hey, good morning. Today's daf is Brachos daf Lamed Beis. We left off Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, almost at the end of the Amud. We were just about finished with all of the Bimudim in the Anhogos of Tefillah that we learned from Chana. We are 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are going to learn one more thing that Chana said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in her tefillah when she was praying for her son, who ultimately wound up being Shmuel. And then we are going to cover a couple of separate topics in the daf. First is, we're going to talk a little bit about the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah in the Jewish people, and how the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu admitted to creating the Yetzirah has actually served us well, because sometimes when the Jewish people have misbehaved throughout the course of history, we've been able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not really our fault, it's your fault. You created us with the Yetzirah, and therefore, what are we supposed to do after all? We're then going to, on Lamed Beis and Aleph, learn a lot of halachos, or learn a lot into the story about how one is able to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the arguments that one is able to make to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's a whole tefillah, a whole exchange that Moshe Rabbeinu had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we learn a lot, that we learn a lot of halachos from. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about the power of tefillah. We're going to talk about the power of Tanis. We're going to talk about the Sha'arei tefillah, the gates of tefillah, and the gates of Dima, the gates of tears, and how the gates of tears never close. And we are going to, we're then going to conclude the Amud with a discussion of the Chasidim Arishonim. So the Chasidim Arishonim, we saw already in the Mishnah, how they would have this whole procedure, this whole process when it came to tefillah. They would get to shul an hour early, they would sit for an hour, they'd mentally prepare themselves, and they'd daven for an hour, and then they would basically have a detox for an hour after the tefillah. They would decompress for an hour as well. So we'll talk a little bit about that. So again, we left off Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, 9 lines up from the bottom of the page at the 2 dots. The first word on the line is Uveina, and we left off at the 2 dots. Vachana hi medaberes al liba. And Chana was speaking Aliba. So what does it mean that she was speaking Aliba? So it says the Gemara as follows. Amar Rav Elazar, Mishum Rav Yossi ben Zimra, al Iske Liba. She was speaking on Iske Lev. What's Iske Lev? So Amar Lafon of Ribono Shel Olam. It literally means she was speaking about things having to do with her heart, with her chest. So she said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Masha Barasa Be'isha, Lo Barasa Davar Echad Levatala. Everything, every body part that you created in a woman, you didn't create anything Bechinam, you didn't create anything Levatala. Everything has a purpose. Einayim Liros, the eyes see, Vaznayim Lishmoa, the ears hear, Chotem Lariach, the nose smells, Peladaber, the mouth speaks, Yadayim Lasos Be'malacha, we could do labor with our hands, Raglayim Lahalech Be'em, we walk with our feet, Dadim Lahanik Be'em, breasts in order to suckle our young, in order to nurse our babies, and Dadim Alalu, now these breasts that Shenasata Alibi that you gave me, Lama, what purpose do they serve? Lo lahanik bahem. I can't be menik a son. I can't nurse a son because I don't have children. So tain li ben va'anik bahem. So you should give me a son. You should answer my tefillah. You should give me a son. And therefore, I'll be able to put these breasts to use as well the way you intended when you created a woman. So that's what Chana said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara Vayter at the 2 dots. Now 5 lines up from the bottom of the page. Vamar Rav Lozer Mishum Rav Yossi ben Zimmer Kalayosha betanis b'shabbos. Anybody who sits in Tanis on Shabbos, Korin lo gzardino shel shivim shana. Then even if he has a gzardin from his youth, Rashi says that 70 years old, it's ripped up because of the great sacrifice that it is to fast on Shabbos. Why is it a great sacrifice to fast on Shabbos? Because the issue is that everybody else is being misanig on Shabbos. Everybody else is enjoying good Shabbos meals, and you are not enjoying anything. Therefore, it's a big sacrifice, and it's very meaningful to fast on Shabbos. What type of fast are we talking about? So Tosfos points out that we're talking about a Tainus Chalom, that if you have a Tainus Chalom that you fast on Shabbos, it's very, very impactful. Says the Gemara of Athal Pikain, and even though it's very impactful, Chozmer and Mitvar Mimenu Din onig Shabbos. You still have to do tshuva because you withheld yourself from onig Shabbos by fasting on Shabbos. So in other words, it's very impactful, but it's also not a good thing. So maita kanase. So what can you do in order to do tshuva for the avera of fasting on Shabbos and depriving yourself of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos? Amar Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Leisev Tanisa Letanisa. You have to fast another fast in order to make it up. In other words, the fast that the Tanis Chalom that you fasted on Shabbos, fine, it's very impactful. But then you have to fast another fast to make up for the fact that you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Says the Gemara of Aita, Rav Rav Lazar, Chana Yitiach Dvarim Klapei Maila. Chana basically prayed in a very aggressive way. She basically slung words up towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar v'espalel al Hashem, that she davened not el Hashem, but al Hashem, on Hashem, meaning melame chetich advarim klapei mala, that she was very assertive in her tefillah. V'amar Rav Elazar, liyo hetiach dvarim klapei mala. Liyo also was metiach dvarim klapei mala. He was very assertive in his tefillah. Shenemar v'ata hasibosas liba macharanes. Liyo is accusing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you caused the Bnei Yisrael to go astray. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, minayim shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu vodol ol Eliyo. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately admitted to Eliyo? Tichsiv, because it says, v'asher hariyosi, that he's admitting that asher hariyosi, that I caused Klal Yisrael to go astray, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I created a Yetzirah in the Bnei Yisrael. Says the Gemara of Eiter, top line. Amar Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Mole Sholosh Mekoros Alalu, were not for these three psukim, Nismotu Ragleim Sholsoni Yisrael. Then the feet of the Bnei Yisrael would falter, because they wouldn't have any excuse for sinning. But now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically owns up to creating the Yetzirah, the Bnei Yisrael at least have an alibi when they sin. Chadachsiv v'asher hariyosi. This is the pasuk v'aliyo. V'chadachsiv hineka chomer b'yada yotzer keinata miyadi. In other words, like anything in like earthenware in the hands of a potterer, so too that you are in my hands. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of our positive aspects and all of our shortcomings as well. Beis Yisrael v'chadachsiv Vasirosi es leva even mibsarchem, and I shall remove the leva even mibsarchem, and asati lechem lev basar, and I will give to you a lev, and I will give to you a lev basar. In other words, a person obviously still has bechira chavshis, but the point is that a person is very challenged when it comes to doing good, because a person's natural inclination, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah, is sometimes to sin. Says the Gemara of Aita, Rav Papa Amar Meyachal. Rav Papa says from here, Vezruchi etein bekir bechem, and I placed my spirit in bekir bechem, Vasisi es asher bichukai teilechu. Vamar Rabbi Lazar, Moshe etviach dvarim klapei mala. Moshe also davened in a very aggressive way. He challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar v'yispal Moshe el Hashem. Al tikri el Hashem. Don't say that he davened to Hashem. Ela al Hashem. Same lashon that we see by Chana, that he davened on Hashem, so to speak. Shekein debay Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov korin l'alfin ayin l'ayin alfin. So how can it be that it says v'yispal el Hashem and we're going to read it al Hashem? It doesn't say al, it says el. No, but it's like Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov who would read an ayin and an aleph and an aleph and an ayin. So the Rishonim point out that this is only bederach drush. In other words, in order to make like a chsida shavart on something, you're allowed to say, oh, it's an aleph, but don't read it like an aleph, you can read it like an ayin. Even Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov would agree that if you had a sefer Torah, and instead of Yispalel El Hashem, it said Al Hashem with an ayin, that would be bad. In other words, you can't go replacing alephs and ayins in a sefer Torah. It means bederach drush, he would darshan like this. Debate Rav Yana Yamar Meyacha, v'di zahav. That Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'dizav. So my v'dizav, so what does that mean? So Amar Debei Rav Yanai, Kachamar Moshe Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, B'shil Kesef Izav, She'eshpata Lem Liyisrael, Ad She'yom Rudai, Hu Garam Shasu Es Egel. What caused Klal Yisrael to make the Egel? The excess that you bestowed on them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Debei Rav Yanai, Ein Ari Noem Mitok Kupa Shal Tevin, Ele Mitok Kupa Shal Basar. A lion only roars, not if it's sitting in a cage full of in a cage full of straw, but only if it's sitting in a cage full of meat, that's when it starts feeling very entitled, and that's when it starts showing its immoral behavior. And so to Klal Yisrael, they only sinned because of the excess that you gave them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Moshe Rabbeinu. So Amar Rav Hoshea, Mashal Adam Shaisal Parak Chusha, Ubala Seivarim. So it's a mashal to a guy who had a very, very weak and scrawny cow. Hechiva Karshinim, he fed the cow grits, Vaisa Mevaetesbo. And then the cow started to kick him. And Amar Lo, so he said to himself, Mi Gorim Le Shetei Mevaetesbi, Ela Karshinim Shechal Ticha. The guy says to the cow, Who's causing you? What's causing you that you're kicking me? It must be the grits, whatever it is, the food that I gave you. That's what's causing you indigestion. In other words, and so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's causing Klal Yisrael to rebel? It's the fact that he gave us too much material excess, too much material wealth. So Amar Rav Chiya Barabba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mashal Adam Echad Shayalo Ben. It's a mashal to a person who had a son. Erchitza v'socha v'chilu v'ashkeyu v'tolalo kisal tzavaro. He basically made him look pretty, and he fed him, and he gave him to drink, and he hangs a little money pouch around his neck. V'shivo al pesach shalzonos, and then he takes him to the harem. He takes him to a house of prostitutes. So ma yaso so aben shalayechta. You expect the kid is not going to sin with a prostitute? Of course he is. He doesn't know better. Says so too. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed us in an impossible situation. Amar Rav Acha, Brei de Ravuna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Hainu Damar Inchi, Molei Kresa Zanei Bishe. If you have a filled stomach, then you're going to do evil. Shenemar Kamar Isam Vayispeo Savu Vayarem Libam. In other words, that when a person is out to pasture and gets basically very sated, and then he gets haughty, and then he forgets HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Nachman has a similar idea. V'ram levavecha v'shachachta el Hashem. In other words, you'll get haughty, and then you'll forget Hashem. Rabbanan Amar Me'acha v'acha v'sava v'dashay nupane, that you are going to eat, you're going to get sated, you're going to get fat, and then you're going to turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ibaseim Me'acha v'yishman v'yishurin v'yivat, that Yishurin, that Klal Yisrael became fat. And then they were boeth in Hashem. They pushed away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yochanan, Minayin Shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vahodalo LaMoshe. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately admitted to Moshe, and he admitted that the reason that Klal Yisrael sinned was because of the excess that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael himself? Shenemar V'chesef Herbesi Lam V'zav Asu L'Baal. So it says, I gave them too much money, and then they made the money into an avodah zarah. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leich raid. And Hashem said to Moshe, leich raid. My leich raid, what does it mean, leich raid? So Amar Rav Elazar, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Moshe, raid megdulascha. Go down, descend from your greatness. Klum nasati l'cha gdula elabish v'l Yisrael. I gave you greatness only because of the Bnei Yisrael. V'achshav Yisrael chatu atalamali. Now the Bnei Yisrael are sinning. They made the eagle. What do I need you for, Moshe? V'yad toshes kocho shel Moshe. Moshe got very, very weak. V'lo yelakoach l'daber. He didn't have anything to say. He didn't know what to say to defend Klal Yisrael. V'kevan she'amar herif imenu v'ashmideim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, release me and I will destroy them and I'll make you into a great nation. Amar Moshe. Moshe had an epiphany, and he said, he realized, Davar Zeh Talibi, this is all dependent on me. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Harif Imenu, release me, and then I'll destroy Klal Yisrael. Miyad Amar Feneshazek, Betfila. Immediately Moshe got up, and he strengthened himself in Tfila, Bikish Rachmim, and he requested mercy on Klal Yisrael. Moshe Lamelech Shekos Albano, a mashal to a king who got very angry with his son, Vayamakeyu Maka Gedola, and he was really smacking him something good. Vayavo Yoshev Lefanav, and the king's friend was sitting in front of the king, Umizyari Lomelo Dover, and the king's friend was very nervous about saying anything, because the king was beaten, whatever out of his son. So Amar HaMelech, Mole Oavayzeh Yoshev Lefanai HaRekticha. And the king says, would it not be for the fact that my friend is sitting in front of me, I would kill you, he says to his son. Amar, then the friend has an epiphany, and he wakes up and says, Amar, Davar Zeh Talibi, wow, this is dependent on me. Yad Amar Vatzileyu. Immediately the friend gets up, he starts to intercede, and he saves the son. So too Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'atu anicha levicher api b'hem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let me be and let me exercise my anger on Klal Yisrael. So I'll destroy them and I'll make you into a great nation. If it were not for this pasuk, we would not be able to even say such a thing. Moshe Rabbeinu kaviyachol grabbed HaKadosh Baruch Hu by his lapels and he wouldn't let go. I'm not letting you go until you release and until you forgive Klal Yisrael. The Tzlach explains the Beged of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a remez to the Midas Adin. In other words, what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing was he was grabbing the lapels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was grabbing the Midas Adin to take off the cloak of Midas Adin and replace it with the Midas HaRachman. So explains the Tzlach. Says the Gemara Vayter, about halfway down, two dots, Vesos Chalagai Gadol, Amr of Elazar, Amr Moshe of Nehar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Ma Kisei Shasholosh Raglayim, you have a leg, a three-legged stool. In other words, Klal Yisrael, who have the Schus Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Eniyachol Amad Lefanecha B'Shas Kascha, you're willing to destroy them. Kisei Shalvega Lechad, you're telling me that you're going to make a great nation and I'm going to be their leader, but I'm going to be the only founder of this nation. So a one-legged stool, alachas kama v'kama, is never going to be able to survive. V'lo'od elashiesh b'boshas panim, me'avosai, I will be embarrassed for my forefathers. Achshav yomru, ru parnesh, emet aleim, b'kesh g'du l'latzmo, v'lo b'kesh aleim rachamim. How bad a look is that if people look at the leader and say, oh, the leader threw his nation under the bus? It's a terrible look, and therefore I don't want anything to do with an own separate nation to be a leader of a separate nation. I want you to save Klal Yisrael, said Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayichal Moshe es Pnei Hashem. So Moshe started to daven. Amar Rav Elazar Melamed Shemat Moshe betfilah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He davened until Ad Sheichlu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. V'Rav Amar, what does it mean, Vayichal? Ad Sheifer lo Nidro, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafer his neder. Ksev Acha Vayichal, Ksev Asom lo Yachel Devaro by Nidarim. It says lo Yachel Devaro. V'Amar Mar, hu eina meichel aval acherim meichlim lo. Mochalim lo. Shmuel Amar Melamed Shemas Aratzmon lemisa aleim, that Moshe Rabbeinu basically gave himself up to die on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And says Rashi, Vayichal is from the Lashon of Cholal. A Cholal is a dead body. So Shenemar, V'im Ein, V'im Ayin, Mecheni Na Misifrecha, and if you're not willing to save Klal Yisrael, then erase me from your Sefer Torah, said Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Melamed, Shehichla Aleim Midas Rachmim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on them the Midas Rachmim. Rabbanan Amar Melamed, Shomer Moshe, Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Vayichal is Chulin, from the Lashon of Chulin. Chulin Hulecha, Me'asas Kadavar Azeh. It's not becoming of you to do this to Klal Yisrael. Vayichal Moshe es Pnei Hashem, Tani Rav Elazar Agadol Omer, Melamed, Shomer Moshe, Betfilu Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Shachzoso Ochilo, that Moshe Rabbeinu was davening so fervently in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until he was seized with achilu. What's achilu? Amar Rav Elazar, Eish Shalatzomos, bone fire. My Eish Shalatzomos, what does that mean? Amar Abaya, Ashtu Degarmi, bone fire. In other words, he was so hot with his davening, he literally started burning up. Schor Lavram, Liyitzchak, Liyisrael, Lavadecha, Asher Nishbata Lahem, Bach, my Bach, what does it mean? Bach, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Moshe, Lav Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Mole Nishbata Lahem, B'Shamayim V'Aretz, Hayisi Omer, Kashem Shemayim V'Aretz, B'Telem, Kach Shvua Asa B'Telem. Would it be that you promised Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov on the sun or the earth or whatever, so you created that, you could destroy that. But va'achshav shenishpata l'bishimcho agadol, but it was nishpata ben bach, but because you swore on your name, mashimcho agadol chavakayim lol me'alamim, lolam lol me'alamim, kashvoscho kayemes lolam lol me'alamim. There's no way for you to get out of the shvua. You cannot destroy Klal Yisrael because you swore to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov on your name that this nation is going to last forever. And just like your name lasts forever, so too your word, your shvua, lasts forever. You cannot possibly destroy them. V'tadiber aleihem arba ezarachim kechok v'yashamayim v'chalor v'sazos asher amarti. In other words, this is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael. So why does it say asher amarti? It should be asher amarta, that you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So Amar Rav Elazar, ad kan devri talmi mikan ve'elech devri arav. No, at this point it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Eilu Veilu Divrei HaTalmud. It's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking the entire time. Elakach Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is what Moshe is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam, Dvarim Sha'amarta Li, Lech Emor Lehem Li Yisrael, Lech Emor Lehem Li Yisrael B'Shmi. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that which you told me, go tell Klal Yisrael. So halachti v'amarti lahem b'shimcha achsha mani yomer lachem. In other words, before at the sneh you told me to go, this is what Rashi explains, at the sneh you told me, go tell the Bnei Yisrael, ela eschem me'ani mitzrayim ela ritzov v'rechava. Go tell the Bnei Yisrael, in my name, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. Now that you want to destroy Klal Yisrael, and you're saying that you're going to save them, they should hear it from you as well. So in other words, says Moshe Rabbeinu, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you go tell Klal Yisrael that you are now going to save them. Mibilti Yicholas Hashem, Yachol Hashem Yiboyle. So it says, Mibilti Yicholas Hashem, Yicholas is a Lashon Nekeva. It should say, Yachol Hashem, that we should be speaking about Hashem in a Lashon Zachar. So Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Moshe Lev, Nehek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Achshav Yomer Umas HaOlam, Toshes Kocho Kenekeva, Veni Yachol LaHatzil. If you destroy the Bnei Yisrael, then the Umas HaOlam are going to cast aspersion on you. They're going to say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is weak like a woman. He's not able to save the Bnei Yisrael. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, V'alok Faro Nisim V'Gvurush, Hasisim L'Mel HaYam. What do you mean they're going to think that I'm weak like a woman? They already saw the Nisim V'Neflos on the Yamsef. They saw Kriyas Yamsef, I destroyed Chel Paro, this week's Parsha. What do you mean they're going to think that I'm weak? So says the Gemara, no, but they're gonna say as follows. Amar lefan Ribbono Shel Olam adayin yesh lam lomar lamelech echad yachol lamod. They'll say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to stand up to one king, to Paro, but l'shloshem ve'echad melachim, to 31 kings that are in Eretz Canaan, that are in Eretz Yisrael, in yachol lamod. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not able to stand up to them. So Rav Yochanan, minayin shechazor HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hodol ol Moshe. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately acquiesced and did what Moshe wanted? Shenemar v'yomer Hashem, salachti kidvarecha, that I'm forgiving them kidvarecha, just like you said. Tani debay Rabbi Yishmael, kidvarecha asidim umas ha'olam lomar kain, Ashrei Talmud Sharabo Modelo. The Umas Olam will ultimately admit that fortunate is a Talmud that is Rav, that his Rebbe admitted to him. And this is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately admitted and saw Moshe Rabbeinu's way. So V'ulam Chai Ani. So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Malami, Shemar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Moshe Chiseini Bidvarecha. You have given me life. And Achiseni says, Rashi, b'pnei ha'umos, you have given me life in front of the Umos Olam with your words, because were it not for you interceding, I would have destroyed Klal Yisrael. And then you're right, the Umos Olam would have disparaged me. But now that you've successfully convinced me not to destroy Klal Yisrael, now I am revitalized in the eyes of the Umos Olam. Says the Gemara Vayter, 2 dots, 4 lines up on the bottom. Dorish Rabbi Simloi, la'olam yisader adam shivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achar kach yispalel. First, a person should organize his shevach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should be misader v'shevach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after that, he should daven. What does it mean, daven? It means he should ask for bakoshas atzmo. He should ask for his own bakoshos. Minola, now do we know? Mimosha. We learned it after the tefillah of Moshe. D'chsev aschanan el Hashem, be'isai, v'chsev Hashem elokim, ata achilosa laharos es avdecha es godcha ves yadcha kazacha, asher miel b'shamayim v'aretz asher yasek ha'masecha v'grotzecha. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is really buttering up HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talking about how awesome HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. D'chsev asrei, evronav eretz haaretz hatova. And after that, Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, let me pass by, let me go in and let me see Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, first he's saying how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and then he slips in, Evronav Eretz Haaretz HaTova. Now, my own Bakasha, I want to see Eretz Yisrael. So Simon at the bottom, flipping over to Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, Amar Rebbe Lazar, Gedola Tfila Yosem Masim Tovim. Tfila is greater than Maisim Tovim. So what does it mean, Tfila is greater than Maisim Tovim? So says Tosfos, Tfila is greater than Maisim Tovim below Tfila. In other words, if you have a choice of either to do tefillah or to do Maisim Tovim, then tefillah is greater with Maisim Tovim. How do we know this? And Tosfa says, from Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, was a Baal Maisim Tovim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu only listened to him after he started davening. So in order for Moshe to be effective, he needed both Maisim Tovim and tefillah. So obviously, the best is to have tefillah with Maisim Tovim, but one and one, tefillah is going to be better than Maisim Tovim. Shein lecha gadol Maisim Tovim yotzer Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara, that there's no buddy who had Maisim Tovim more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Afal pikein lo nena ela b'tefillah. He was only answered on account of the tefillah that he davened. Shenemar al tosef da ber elai HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe, stop talking. V'samach le ale rosh ha-pisgah. Ale rosh ha-pisgah. And then he said, go up to the mountain and I'll show you Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi's explicit about this. He said, bedvar tefila zu nisratzisi la roschos. In other words, because of the tefillah that you daven to me, I will agree to show you Eretz Yisrael. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu obviously had Maisim Tovim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only agreed to show him Eretz Yisrael because of the tefillah that he davened. B'amar Rav Elazar, G'dola Tanis Yoser Menat Tzedakah. That Tanis is greater than Tzedakah. Now, so says the Gemara, my taima, why? So zebegufa v'zeba mamona, because if you give tzedakah, it's a showing that you're making a sacrifice with your money. However, if you're actually being misana, if you're yoshebetanis, then you're actually sacrificing with your body as well. I thought we said in Maseches Tanis that igra de tanis tzedakah, that the schar of the tanis is the tzedakah that you give. So why do we say that the tanis is greater than the tzedakah? It almost seems from that Gemara that the tzedakah is greater than the tanis. So the Mefarshim explain, no, what that means is that if you give tzedakah when you're sitting in tanis, the fact that you're giving tzedakah is megala on the tanis, that the tanis is sincere. However, when it comes to schar, when it comes to the which is greater, the actual tanis with the physical sacrifice is greater than the monetary sacrifice of giving tzedakah. Says in Gemara, "Vayitev Rama Lezer Gedola Tfila Yoser Min Hakavanos. Tfila is greater than Kavana. Shenemar Lamali Rov Zevchechem." Because it says, "Lamali Rov Zevchechem." Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "What do I need all of your Kavanos for?" Ksiv Ubeparischem Kapechem. And when you spread your hands in Tfila. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Kohen Shorgas Hanefesh. Any Kohen who killed someone, Lo Yisa Es Kapav, he cannot duchen. Shenemar Yedechem Damim Maleyu. It says, because their hands are filled with blood. The Achronim are Medayin. What happens if a Kohen kills somebody in a Milchemes Mitzvah, or if a Kohen kills somebody in self-defense? And this is a very prevalent Shaila with Chayalim in Eretz Yisrael. If they're a Kohen and they have to kill somebody because they're in the army, are they still allowed to Duchen? So that's debated amongst the contemporary and Achronim of the previous generation. V'amar Rav Elazar, Miyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in Alu Sharei Tfila, the Sharei Tfila were locked. Shenemar Gamki Ezak Vashaveya Sasam tefila. See, the tefila is locked, it's stopped, it's blocked. And as we say in the tefila of Yom Menorah, even though the Sharei Tefila are locked, the Sharei Demos are not locked. Shenemar Shama Tefilasi Hashem V'Shavasi Azina. Listen to my crying. El Demasi Al Techrash. Do not turn a deaf ear to my dima, to my tears. Rava Lo Gozer Tanis Abiyama De'eva. Rava would not be Gozer Atanis. Atanis was a Yom Rachmim, so you would not be Gozer Atanis on a cloudy day. Mishum Shenemar Sakosa Ban. That I'm walled in by the clouds and they are not permitting the tefillah to pass, even though it was only cloudy in the physical sense, but he viewed this with symbolism that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was blocking the tefillah with clouds, so he would not be Gozer Tanis on a cloudy day. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nifsika Chomas Barzel, Bein Yisrael Avim Shebashamayim. A Chomas Barzel, a metal wall, separated Klal Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar V'ata Kach Lecha Machvas Barzel. Take a pan of Barzel, a pan of metal, V'nasata Osakir Barzel Bein Cho Bein Ha'ir. And you're making you're interposing it between you and the city. So there is effectively like a blockade between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Chanan and Amar Rav Chanina kol ha'marech b'tfilaso. If a person is marech in his tefila, ain't tfilaso chazeres reikam. He is not going to come back empty-handed. Minolon, how do we know this? Mimoshe Rabbeinu. From Moshe Rabbeinu, Shnemar v'aspalo el Hashem, that he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he davened for a long time. V'chsib basrei v'yishma Hashem elai gam bapam hahi. And we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefila. Eini, it's not so. V'amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan kol ha'marech b'tfilaso ma'ayin bo. If anybody is ma'ayin in his tefila, sof bo lidei chev lev, he's going to get heartbroken. Shenemar tocheles m'mushacha machle lev, that if a prolonged tefila, then his heart grows sick. So Maita Kante Yasek Betorah, and what should you do if your heart grows sick? You should learn Torah. Shenemar Veitz Chaim Ta Veba. that Eitz Chaim is going to fulfill you. Ve'ein Eitz Chaim ela Torah, and Torah is the Eitz Chaim. Shemar Eitz Chaim il machzikim ba. So how can you say that if you daven a long time, then it's good to get your tefillah answered? I thought ma'ayin b'tefillah is not good. Lokasha kan lokasha ha'demarich u'ma'ayin ba. One is where you're marich b'tefillah and you're ma'ayin in the tefillah, and the other is when you're marich in the tefillah and you're not ma'ayin in the tefillah. So what exactly is iyun tefillah? I've purposely not been translating it because we have to see a Rashi and a Tosfos here. So Rashi, about a third of the way down, probably 3-4 lines down of the skinny lines, it says, u'ma'ayin ba. What does ma'ayin ba mean? Says Rashi, mitzape sheta'ase bakashoso al yedei harachoso. If he's waiting and expecting that his tefillah is going to be answered because he's davening such a long shmoneh esrei, sof she'ein nasis, maybe his tefillah is not going to be answered immediately, or maybe his tefillah is not going to be answered in the way he's expecting it to be answered. B'nim says, tocheles mimush chachinam v'yichev leiv, and then he's going to be heartbroken, kodam etzapa v'ein tavasoba, like a person who's waiting with great anticipation for something to happen, and that thing never happens. So too, if this guy is expecting his tefillah to be answered, he's going to be disappointed. Tosfos, second Tosfos on the page, kolamarach pitfiloso ma'ayin ba. Perish, he brings down Rashi's explanation, shemitzapa shetova bakashoso lafisha kifim bitfiloso, because he was mechavin, because he had great kavanah in his tefillah, he's expecting, waiting that his tefillah is going to be answered immediately, like some instant gratification. Says the Gemara, says Tosfos rather, tema, da'ka mashma di'in tefillah lav mal yusuhu, of iris mashma, that iyun tefillah, sort of being ma'ayin and waiting for your tefillah to be answered, is not a good thing. The chay mashma perika roa, and later on in the mesechtes, mashma like that, gimel dvorim maskirin avanos, of Shaladam, the Kamar Iyun Tfila. We mentioned Iyun Tfila as one thing that hearkens to a person's Averas. The Loche Mashma Beperek Mefanin, the Kamar Adam Ochel Peroseim Bolamazeh. But in Mesecha Shabbos, it said there were certain things that a person is Ochel Peroseim Bolamazeh, that Karen Kayemes Olam Abba. Famous Maimer, the Kachosh of Iyun Tfila. And we mentioned Iyun Tfila is one of the things that you get reward in this world and the next world. Alma Mal Yusuhu. We see, obviously, Iyun Tfila is a good thing. V'chein Mashma Beget Poshet. Also, in Meseches Gittin, the Kamar, in Paraget Poshet, rather, in Baba Basra, the Kamar Mishlosha Dvarim, Ein Adam Nitzo B'chol Yom, the Kamar Iyun Tfila. Perish She'ein Adam Ayin Ba, Im Kain Mashma Shu Tov. In other words, one thing that causes a person to be harmed is if he's not Ma'ayin Tefillah. So which is it? We have two Gemaras that tell us Iyun Tefillah is a bad thing. We have two Gemaras that tell us Iyun Tefillah is a good thing. Which one is it? V'yesh Lomar says Tosfos is a trait Iyun Tefillah, Yesh. The trait Iyun Tefillah. There are two types of Iyun Tefillah. Yesh Iyun Tefillah da'acham et sapesh et tovo bakashaso. If you're waiting and expecting that your Tefillah is going to be answered, that's an unhealthy type of Iyun Tefillah. That's the intfila that's not good. The intfila also shemechabein es libo litfila. The intfila in those gemaras doesn't mean intfila that you're being ma'ayin and you're waiting for your intfila. You're expecting that your intfila is going to be answered. Intfila over there means you're focusing. You're having kavana. So over here, when it says intfila, it means that you're having kavana. Having kavana being marech intfila is a good thing. Having kavana and expecting that your tefillah is going to be answered immediately and that you know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer your tefillah, that's a very unhealthy thing. It says the Gemara of Eiter in the first wide line, Amrav Chama Barav Chanina Amrodam Shem Espavlo Nene. If a person davens and is not answered, Yachzar V'Yispalo, he should go daven again. Shenemar Kavei El Hashem Chazak V'Yametz Libecha V'Kavei El Hashem. Double V'Kavei El Hashem. Tanur Rabbanan Arba Tzrichim Chizuk. Four things require Chizuk. Ve'lo Ein, and these are them. Torah Umasim Tovim Tfilah V'Derech Eretz. Torah Masim Tovim Minayin Shenemar Rak Chazak V'Yametz. It has the word Chazak. Meod lishmar velasos b'kala Torah chazek b'Torah. You have to be mechazek b'Torah ve'amotz b'maisim tovim, and you have to be courageous in maisim tovim. Tefila min olam. How do we know tefila requires chizuk? Shnemar kavei al Hashem chazak v'yametz libecha v'kavei al Hashem derech eretz minayim and derech eretz. How do we know that that requires chizuk as well? Derech eretz Rashi says one's profession. So minayim shnemar chazek v'nes chazek ba'ad amenu, that it says chazak. That it says chazak v'nis, it says chazak v'nis chazek. The Rav explained, the Rav Soloveitchik explained that because divrei Torah tzrichim chizuk, that's why when we finish the Sefer Torah on Simchas Torah, with Vizos HaBracha, we immediately begin Sefer Bereshis, because Divrei Torah requires Chizuk, and what Chizuk is, that once we finish, we start again immediately. That's the type of Chizuk. And he explains that's the Makor for saying Adon Olam also after davening. Once we finish davening, Divrei Torah also requires Chizuk. Once we finish davening, we go back to the beginning, and Adon Olam appears in the beginning of davening, therefore it also appears in the end of davening, to show that it's a loop, where Mechazek it right away when we finish it. Says the Gemara of Aiter, V'tomer Tzion Azavani Hashem V'Hashem Shechechani, Hainu Azuva, Hainu Shchucha. Azuva and Shchucha, the same thing. It means forgotten and abandoned. So Amar Reish Lakish, Amar Knesset Yisrael of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Knesset Yisrael says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Adam nosa isha al isha rishona. If a person is married once and the marriage doesn't work out, either he gets divorced or his wife dies, so zocher maisa rishona. Even after he's married to a second wife, he still remembers the first wife. Ata zavtani v'shechechani. You have abandoned me and you've forgotten me, says Klal Yisrael. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu biti. Do you really believe that I forgot you? Yud beis mazalos barasi berakia. There are 12 constellations. Val kol mazal mazal barasi li shloshim chil. And on each mazal I've created 30 chil, whatever those are in the shamayim. Val kol chil v'chil barasi li shloshim yigon. I've created 30 legions for each chil. Val kol ligim v'ligim barasi li shloshim riaton. I've created 30 riaton. Val kol riaton v'riaton barasi li shloshim kirton. Val kol kirton v'kirton barasi li shloshim gistera. Val kol gistera v'gistera talisi b'shlosh meas v'shishim v'chamisha alfei ravo kochavim kenegani masachama. I have hung 365,000 myriad stars, connected the Yimasachava, the Chulam of Barasi, Elabishvilcha. And all of this I created just for you, Klal Yisrael, v'atamart azavtani v'shachtani, and you said that I've forgotten you. Heshacheach isha ula. It's like, can a woman forget her offspring? Can a woman forget the child that she gave birth to? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu klum eshkach olos elim upitzrei chamarim shekravta lefanai b'midbar. Can I ever forget the karbonos that you brought to me in the midbar? Amar lefanav ribono shel olam hol ve'ein shikol levnei kisek v'adecha shema lo tishkach li masa egel. Says Klal Yisrael, wow, maybe your power of remembrance is so strong, Kadosh Baruch Hu, now I'm afraid that you're not going to forget ever the maisa egel. Amar lo gam ele tishachachna. No, there's a pasuk that says that I will forget the maisa egel. So Amar lefanav ribono shel olam hol ve'ein shikol levnei kisek v'adecha. Oh, now that you can forget, shema tishkach li maisa sinai, maybe you're going to forget that how we said Nasa v'nishma by Har Sinai and accepted the Torah. Amar la, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, v'anochi lo eshkachech, I will not forget you. V'haynu damar rav Elazar, amar rav Yoshe, ma'idach sev gam ele tishachachna ze ma'isa egel, v'anochi lo eshkachech ze ma'isa Sinai. That is the ma'isa of Har Sinai. Why is the pasuk va'anochi lo eshkachech a reference to Maisa Sinai? In other words, how do we know to darshan gam ela tishachachna is the eagle and anochi is the Maisa Sinai? Says Rashi, because what do we know about Maisa Sinai? The Seres HaDibros. The Seres HaDibros begin with anochi. So when the pasuk says va'anochi lo eshkachech, that is referring to Maisa Sinai. Says the Gemara Vayter at the Tudas, Chasidim Arishonim, Hayashoen Sha'achas. Chasidim Arishonim would wait an hour and then they would daven. So Minon Yimili, how do we know this? Amar of Yoshua ben Levi, Amar Kra, Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha. It says, Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha, that they would be Yoshev in your bias, basically before they started to daven. Tosfa says over here, bottom Tosfa's on the page, Ulafichach, and that's why we say Ashrei before Tila L'David, because Ashrei Yoshev Vesecha, that you have to sit before you daven. Amar Rav Yishua ben Levi, Amaspalo Tzorech Lisha Shah Achas Achart Filoso. If a person davens, when a person davens, he also has to wait an hour after his tefillah to decompress. Shenemar Ach Tzadikim Yodu L'Shimcha Yeshvu Yisharim Es Panecha. Yeshvu from the Lashon of linger. In other words, they'll linger there in the Beis HaKnesses. Tani Nami Achi, Amaspalo Tzorech Shisha Shah Achas Kodem. So if a person, when a person davens, he has to wait for an hour before his tefillah, v'sha achas la'achar tefillah, so he has to wait for an hour after his tefillah. Kodem tefillah, so min ayin, how do we know that a person has to wait before he davens? Shenemar ashrei yoshvei v'secha, that a person has to be ashrei, fortunate is a person who's yoshvei v'secha before he davens. La'achar tefillah, so min ayin, how do we know that a person has to wait for an hour after his tefillah? Dechziv ach tzadikim yodu l'shimcha yeshvu yishar emes panecha, they will linger. Ten rabbanah, chazidim reishonam, yishon shah achas, umispal in shah achas, v'chozrim v'shoah in shah achas. They would wait for an hour, they daven for an hour, and they'd wait for an hour. So the Gemara does the math. V'chimi achar sheshoan teisha shows b'yom b'tfila, tarosam heich mishtameres, umalachta and heich nasis. So there was three tefillas, there's shachris, there's mincha, there's mariv. If you're going to tell me for every tefillah they waited for an hour, then they daven for an hour, then they waited for an hour, it turns out 9 hours of the day, they were busy with davening. When did they learn? When did they work? How'd they survive? Because they were chasidim, they kept their Torah even without chazara. In other words, they didn't have to chazar like the rest of us. If we don't chazar, we forget right away. But the chasidim were rishonim, they didn't have to be chozer. Because they were chasidim, their malacha was also extremely blessed. In other words, they were able to accomplish a lot in a very short amount of time, and that's why they were able to, and that's how they were able to survive. And the truth is, even though we obviously do not wait for an hour before we daven and after we daven, we do see that we are misaking certain tefillahs before Shmona Esrei and after Shmona Esrei of the rest of the tefillah. So Shachros obviously is the longest tefillah. But by Mincha, we say Ashrei before and we say Aleinu after, just so that we should have something before and after the Shmona Esrei. And the same by Marav, we have an Aleinu afterwards, so we're not running right from Shmona Esrei out of shul, we should at least linger a little bit and say Aleinu. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the two dots toward the bottom of the page tomorrow.